Tune in for Weekend Talk That Matters, only on KFNX.
Nessun Dorma from the opera Turandot, I Will Conquer, I Will Conquer. Welcome to Healthy Vision, the talk radio show to help you conquer your vision loss. Dr. Edward Kondrat is a board-certified ophthalmologist and homeopathic doctor, author of four best-selling books. Healthy Vision is dedicated to bringing you the latest information for a lifetime of healthy sight and to help you conquer your eye problems. And now, your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat.
Welcome to Healthy Vision. This is your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat, and I'm here every Sunday evening to bring you information on how you can improve your health and improve your vision, and in many cases, restore lost vision. And I want to wish everyone a happy Memorial weekend, and I hope everyone is safe and has some great plans for tomorrow for Memorial Day. And I want to thank all of you for tuning in to Healthy Vision. And this evening, I have a real treat for you. I have Dr. Alan Berger, who's going to be talking to us, and we're going to be discussing some really fascinating things that he's doing. And Dr. Alan Berger is going to be one of the featured participants in our 10th annual Microcurrent Conference, which is going to be held in St. Pete's Beach, Florida, the first weekend in October. So if you're interested in the conference and you have an opportunity to meet Dr. Berger, give the office a call at 800-430-9328, or you can go to microcurrent.info. So, Dr. Berger, thank you so much for joining us on Healthy Vision.
Oh, it's great to be back on your show, Ed.
And for some of the listeners who may not be familiar with you, if you could just give us a little bit of background information as to who you are and what you do.
Who I am. I have been practicing various forms of natural health care for the last 36 years. I have a license as a chiropractor, but I don't practice chiropractic. I practice many other things that are useful for a lot of people. I want to be talking today specifically about a form of manual therapy that I find most effective, and it's called matrix repatterning. I additionally practice, as you know, microcurrent, and I love microcurrent therapy for what it can do for the body very much. I practice acupuncture. I use a lot of nutrition in my practice. All sorts of things to help people without drugs and surgery.
I know last year at the Microcurrent Conference, you really impressed a lot of people with your work in terms of, repatterning the body with scar tissue that may have caused interference in the energy pattern. It was like very, very impressive, and I'm still getting positive feedbacks on, you know, your amazing work in helping people with correcting the interference that they have in the body due to scar tissue, which still, I find it hard to believe and just amazing.
Well, I bet you're a hard guy to amaze, so that's pretty good. You know, my work with scars comes specifically from my work with matrix repatterning and understanding the system of the body.
So, you know, why don't we begin, if you wouldn't mind just trying to explain or define for the listeners, what is this matrix repatterning?
Well, first I have to talk about how bodies are put together so you can understand what I mean when I say the matrix. The molecules that make up the body have a relationship with each other like the joints in a geodesic dome. This is called a crystalline matrix, a crystalline relationship, so the molecules are geometrically arranged. The body is actually called a liquid crystal, as opposed to a solid crystal like a salt crystal. But in any event, the molecules always maintain the same relationships with the other molecules. And when molecules vibrate, they generate an electrical field. So the molecular organization of the body actually generates a field. And this field, this electromagnetic field, governs function almost like the wireless internet communicates. The Nobel Prize winning chemist Albert St. Georgi, who developed vitamin C, once said that the body is a liquid crystal antenna exchanging frequencies between itself and the environment. And so when this vibrating crystalline structure absorbs an injury, that changes the relationship of the molecules where the injury is absorbed. And typically what happens is the molecules bounce off each other and the tissue where the injury is absorbed expands a little bit and gets more rigid and vibrates differently. Injuries do that. Scar tissue does that in a way as well. And various methods can be used to restore that tissue to normal, microcurrent being one of them, which I use for scars extensively. And the matrix repatterning is a manual therapy that does that.
You know, when you're talking about these liquid crystals and alignment, you know, you look at the body, and I'm sure the listeners are thinking this, and, you know, they don't see any crystals. They just see a physical body. So are you talking more about an energetic alignment of crystals, or is it actually physical?
What I'm saying is that on the cellular level, the cells of our body are all interconnected by fibers, and those fibers line the cells up like we're a giant geodesic dome. And then when we look smaller with electron microscopes, we can see the actual molecules, which are a different order of magnitude. The molecules that make up the cells are organized the same way. And so although there is electromagnetic energy that's generated by this matrix, I'm talking about the actual structure of living things.
So this is a rather complex structure.
It is a very complex.
You're talking about the cells being aligned and actually the inner component of the cells, the molecules of the cells, which are somehow in a harmonic alignment in the body. Is that correct?
That is correct. And the scientists who talk about this call it the extracellular matrix. And when they talk about the extracellular matrix, they talk about one continuous fabric that ties the whole body together, that runs from our bones to our muscles to our organs to our skin to our nerves. And to them, everything is one continuous thing.
Yeah, you know, I can remember studying the extracellular matrix in medical school in histology and pathology, but we really didn't put that much significance to it. It was kind of just like an empty space between the cells, and at best, it was a medium to supply nutrients and energy between the cells. It didn't have this profound implication that you're proposing.
Well, I'm proposing what I have read and studied, but some people might say that the cells are there to provide support for the matrix.
Mm.
It's a different way of looking at things.
Yeah, a much, much different way. And, well, we're coming up to a break. And, folks, with me is Dr. Alan Berger, a brilliant researcher, diagnostician, and therapist who's using some very, very exciting techniques. And all these techniques are kind of tied in to the use of microcurrent, which is a frequency, a low electrical delivery system, which can have a profound effect on the body. So Dr. Berger is going to be one of the featured speakers. He's going to be giving a workshop at our 10th annual microcurrent conference held in St. Pete's Beach. And he has a wonderful website, confluencewellness.com. And when we come back, we're going to be talking more about the matrix, the implication for health, and how you need to understand the matrix. We'll be right back after this break.
Independent Talk, 1100, KFNX.
Imagine what it would be like to regenerate any part of your body. Imagine if this was available now. Stem cells are in the news every day. Can they help improve your vision? Can they regenerate lost vision? Stem cells are the primitive cells in our body that have the ability to generate into any tissue. Dr. Kondrat has been investigating stem cells to help restore vision for over 10 years. Learn about a new type of stem cell that is now available that is far superior than previously available cells. Learn the details about this in a special report to help you understand important facts. Stem cells are changing the way doctors are approaching many diseases, including eye disease. Can these powerful cells help you with irreversible vision loss? Dr. Kondrat has produced a special report to help you understand your options with stem cells, far superior than previously available cells. Call now for your free report. 800-430-9328. That's 800-430-9328. Are stem cells for you? Call 800-430-9328 for your free report.
Have you been diagnosed with cataracts and want to improve your vision without surgery? Or, more importantly, find out the cause of your cataract? A cataract is like a red warning light. Don't replace the bulb. Find out why the light is on. The 3 Steps to Reverse Cataracts Without Surgery webinar is now available. Here's a sample of items covered in the webinar. 1. Can eye drops cure cataract, and what eye drops work best? 2. Focal scurvy might be a cause of cataracts. 3. Why cataract surgery might lead to macular degeneration and why this should be your last resort. And 4. Elevated lead is a leading cause of cataracts, and much, much more. It's easy to register. Go to stopcataract.com. That's stopcataract.com. Have you been diagnosed with cataracts and want to improve your vision without surgery? Or, more importantly, find out the cause of your cataract? Don't miss this important webinar. Go to stopcataract.com.
The Watergate of eye care. Are you receiving injections or have been advised to receive injections for a wet macular degeneration? You need to read this free report now. Learn the facts of misrepresentations of injections for wet macular degeneration. Learn how national study data was manipulated. Learn about systemic side effects such as heart attacks, stomach bleeding, and strokes. Ocular side effects such as blindness, glaucoma, and cataracts. Discover how drug companies are offering payoffs and bribes to doctors. Learn about a recent study that 1 out of 5 people who receive injections will develop ocular atrophy. Learn what you can do to save your vision with safe alternative therapies. Call now for your free report. 1-800-430-9328. Don't delay. Call now for your free report on the dangers of injections and what you can do to save your vision. Call 1-800-430-9328. Call now for your free report. 1-800-430-9328.
Log on and listen live. 1100KFNX.com.
Welcome back to Healthy Vision. With me is Dr. Alan Berger, and we're talking about the matrix. So the question I have for you, Dr. Berger, is what is a healthy matrix like? So let's take an individual that has a healthy matrix. And I'm assuming that, you know, all systems are go. And does the matrix affect the mental and emotional state, or is it just physical?
Okay, well, you're asking big questions here. I will do my best to answer them. Remember, I said that the matrix is put together like a geodesic structure, so that if you or your listeners have seen pictures of a geodesic dome, it contains rigid struts pulled on in all different directions, so it's very, very strong and very transparent to stress. As a matter of fact, they did a study once where they drove a truck into one end of a geodesic dome, and the only damage was a break of a strut on the opposite side of the dome to where the impact happened. So that geodesic structures are very, very absorbent of stress when the whole matrix is flexible. So picture a healthy body can absorb stress. Stress moves through it but doesn't get trapped in it. And they say that, for instance, in a healthy spine, there's no force on the discs between the vertebra. In a healthy knee, there's no force on the cartilage between the bones of the knee. It's only when we lose our normal matrix structure, which happens when the matrix of the body absorbs injury, that stress is absorbed. Normally, the matrix should be transparent to stress, but if asymmetrical stress is absorbed by the body, the impact is absorbed by the densest thing near where the impact happens. And the densest thing in the body is actually water. So that the water and blood-containing organs, the solid organs, absorb a lot of stress. The heart, the liver, the kidney, the spleen, and the brain. Because, you know, the brain is surrounding a hollow core that has fluid in it. The second most dense thing in the body is bone. For that reason, the head, being bone around brain, absorbs a lot of trauma. But I find when patients come and see me for this work that trauma is absorbed wherever they have impact. And, you know, you live a certain number of years and you get bounced around a little bit and you have your share of trauma. And so
when I see this, you talked about the healthy matrix, and does it have to do with flexibility? So if an individual is very flexible and fluid, is that some indication of a healthy matrix compared to someone that's older and more rigid and stiff?
Oh, yes.
Is there any correlation?
Each time you absorb an injury, the molecules change in that area. Like I say, they change in their arrangements. So the tissue expands a little bit. The molecules get more rigid in their relationship to one another. They don't move freely. The electromagnetic field in that area changes, and the body responds by a pattern of tension. You contort around the injury. And then the next injury happens, and then you have two layers of injury and compensation. And then three and four, and ultimately people get like one of those balsa wood model airplanes with the rubber band propeller winding tighter and tighter. And we, as a culture, as a medical culture, typically treat those people as if their tight muscles are the problem, rather than just the symptom of trauma that's been absorbed by their matrix system.
Now, when you talk about trauma, are you just referring to physical trauma, or could it be emotional trauma or mental trauma?
Well, as far as I understand, physical trauma affects the molecular structure of the matrix, but emotional trauma affects the electromagnetic aspect of the matrix. And they interplay with each other. As a matter of fact, chemical stress, chemical injury, toxic substances and the like can affect the electrical flow related to the matrix. So this extracellular matrix really brings together all of the various aspects of healthcare, if you think about it.
So I guess the first thought that comes to my mind is, you know, I'm an ophthalmologist and I deal with a lot of eye problems. So when I see someone with visual problems or advanced eye disease, you can assume that the matrix in the visual system is adversely affected?
Might be. What I can tell you is that I work closely with a functional optometrist, and she seems often to be the first person to see people with head injuries, because I'm sure you know that there's an epidemic of head injuries, and many times people notice dysfunction in their eyes. They notice commonly shrinkage of the visual field, so they're working with what we would call tunnel vision. They have problems with the teeming of their eyes. They have problems being able to shift their focus from near to far. And these are often indications of head injury, physical impact affecting the matrix of the skull. And we have her test the patients, test their vision, and we treat them, and she tests them afterwards, and we see visual changes.
No, I agree with you, because the eye, I read an article that 80% of the neurological system is tied into the eye. So when you do have a stress or trauma to the brain or the neurological system, often it is first manifested in the eye. So often it's the eye doctor that detects the earliest sign of a brain injury. And I agree with you that probably, I would say, I don't know if you agree with me, but close to 100% of the population have received some type of traumatic brain injury. I mean, bumping our head when we were a child, or, you know, getting some type of a stress. Do you agree?
I don't know the exact numbers. The statistics I have, you know, sports concussions get a lot of play now. And you know, they talk about the concussions that are severe enough to be reported to doctors. And in 2012, there were about 4 million concussions reported to doctors related to sports injuries. However, the population that plays sports has actually more head injuries from automobile accidents than they do from sports injuries. And most concussions don't get reported. In terms of many of the studies, they talk about athletes who 50% of all athletes, all high school athletes, have had concussion symptoms. A third of them have more than one concussion that they have experienced. In older people, concussions happen from falls most commonly, and in little children as well, falls. So we have falls, motor vehicle accidents, and sports injuries, as well as other causes. There's a lot of head injury out there.
Well, just today, I was walking up the steps, and I banged my head on, the kind of like the overpass going up the steps. I mean, I didn't lose consciousness, but it was like, boom, you know, and I said, oh, wow, man, that hurts. And I'm sure that energetically, even though I didn't lose consciousness, that somehow affected, my equilibrium. And do you feel that possibly could have affected the matrix?
When I test people after these head bonks and I check their function carefully, I see adverse effects almost always from injuries that don't necessarily involve loss of consciousness.
So yeah, that's the point I'm making, that, you know, you can have a subtle head injury without loss of consciousness, and that can be having an adverse effect. Well, you know, we're coming up to a break here on Healthy Vision. And when we come back, we'll be talking about how you diagnose the matrix disruption after an injury and maybe what you can do to correct it. So we'll be right back after this break.
Tropical Storm Bonnie came ashore today in South Carolina, and although the storm was quickly downgraded, it caused enough damage to punch a big hole in the weekends of tens of thousands of travelers. Meteorologist Jennifer Gray.
People are using I-95 to try to get to the coast, but because it's Memorial Day weekend, a lot of people trying to get to the beach, it is not happening if you are trying to travel through Ridgeland, South Carolina to get to your destination. Some people have been in their cars for hours trying to get around this mess.
In southeast Texas, torrential rains described by meteorologist Tom Sater.
San Jacinto River, record is 126 feet. It's already over 120.
At least four people have died in the Texas flooding. Waters still rising. Donald Trump, speaking at the annual Rolling Thunder motorcycle rally in Washington, says illegals are treated better than veterans. He promises to beef up the military if he's elected. I'm John Irving.
From the KFNX Wunderbug Weather Center, a high pollution advisory continues. For tonight, it'll be clear and breezy, a low 68 with winds to 15 miles an hour. Memorial Day should be sunny with a high of 94. Monday night looks clear, a low 69. Sunny skies continue Tuesday with a high of 97. It'll be sunny Wednesday with a high of 99. I'm Rod Tanner from the KFNX Wunderbug Weather Center.
Currently, in downtown Phoenix, it's 97 degrees.
Independent Talk, 1100. KFNX.
Healthy Habit Health Foods offers you the finest quality fresh, natural, organic, and whole foods, supplements, body care products, and health information in a fun, comfortable, and clean environment. Located in Phoenix on 7th Street, just north of Bethany Home. Open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Call 602-252-6000. That's 602-252-6000. Or visit your doorway to total health 24 hours a day at HealthyHabitHealthFoods.com. Healthy Habit. At healthfoods.com.
Celebrity voice impersonated.
Hi, it's me, Billy. Stop the music. This week, all through Memorial Day and even into next week, Guns Etc. is having a savings event where the discounts are so low that the manufacturers won't allow them to advertise their prices. It'll be like going to a gun show where the prices are too low to advertise. There's never been more guns, more ammo, and more accessories with more discounts. Guns Etc. is on Alma School just south of Guadalupe. Folks, there's a discount gun show in town for the next 2 weeks, and it's Guns Etc. In Arkansas, your parrot learns the phrase, "This is the place, put the sheep down."
I'm Francis Battaglia, president of Independent Talk 1100 KFNX, and we're expanding our lineup of local talk shows. We're looking for individuals, business owners, and professionals to host their own radio talk show. This would be a new weekly show that either you pay for or help get sponsors to fund your show. You would pick the topic, select guests, and take calls from the listening audience. There is no experience necessary, and we provide training. Call me at 602-277-1100, extension 1463, 602-277-1100, extension 1463.
Why does your child need an Arizona identification card? Because more than 2,000 children are reported missing every day. With an Arizona ID card, law enforcement can respond even faster during an Amber Alert. It also protects children against identity theft. Get your child an Arizona ID card at any motor vehicle division office. Learn more at azdot.gov/childid. Sponsored by ADOT in partnership with the Arizona Broadcasters Association and this station.
Need some expert advice? Tune in to Ask the Experts Tuesday at 11 a.m. Get legal, financial, and health advice from professionals and experts in their field. Doctors, lawyers, tax and financial advisors will answer your questions Tuesday at 11 a.m.
We'll share the surprising link between our legs and our memory. In fact, I'll explain why a new study says we can boost our memory simply by doing more leg squats. Next, Intelligence for Your Life. Listen to me Saturdays at 10 p.m., 1100 KFNX.
Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Okay, we're back with Dr. Alan Berger. We're talking about the Matrix. And let's begin with some discussion on how you diagnosed a problem with the matrix. To me, that would be kind of a difficult task because we're talking about kind of like a invisible structure that you really can't do an x-ray on or do some type of diagnostic test. So how do you evaluate the matrix?
Well, remember what I said is that when there's an injury absorbed, and of course what I'm looking for in the matrix is where the stress from injury has been absorbed. When the injury is absorbed, the electromagnetic field changes. And at the same time, the whole body gets tighter and tighter. So what I do is actually feel for tension in the body and put my hand on the patient in various places. My hand has a normal electromagnetic field. An injured place on somebody's body has an abnormal electromagnetic field. And so when I place my hand over an abnormal field, there's a momentary lessening of the differential between normal and abnormal, and I can feel a momentary loosening in the patient's body. And that's what tells me where I need to work.
Well, you know, as a chiropractor, you have an excellent development of touch and reading of an energy, but let's say someone doesn't have that skill. Is it possible to measure this electrical difference with a device, like maybe a multimeter where you're measuring current or electrical resistance?
You know, it would be very interesting to see what would happen with an impedance testing over acupuncture points, but I have never done that. So the only way I know how to do this is to look for what changes the patient's body, which is also what I do when I find that the appropriate microcurrent frequencies applied to the patient will change the resilience of a patient's body. And the appropriate nutritional thing or the appropriate homeopathic remedy, all of these things will change the matrix momentarily.
Yeah, because I just took a class on basic electronics, and there's something called a continuity test,
mm-hmm.
where you put two probes and you're measuring, is there a continuity, and you're measuring the resistance between point A and point B. And you can also measure the subtle amperage, the microcurrent. So I'm wondering if this may have some type of application.
That might be beyond my electronic knowledge. I think it would be an interesting area for study. What I find is the hands-on method works really well for me, and it leads into the correction, which is in matrix repatterning is also a hands-on thing.
So tell us what you do. Let's say I come to you with headaches.
Okay.
And, and I want help. And you take a look at me, and do you look for scars? Do you look for signs of injury?
I do a complete examination. And scars are one thing I look for. I look for ranges of motion. I do orthopedic and neurological testing. Depending on what kinds of complaints a patient has, I do laboratory testing, sometimes diagnostic imaging, fairly thorough workup. And as part of my examination, let's say you have headaches, and I'm testing you to see where there might have been absorbed injuries. And let's say with your headaches you have a problem with having both of your eyes focus equally on an object moving from far to near. Or let's say you have problems when your eye doctor tests you that you have restricted visual fields for certain colors. If I find an area of your skull that may have absorbed an injury, I want to try to treat it. Now, mostly because I have found there are two kinds of head injury. The traditional kind we talk about where nerve tissue is damaged, and another kind of head injury where there's impact absorbed into the bone of the skull. And when there's impact absorbed into the skull, it creates an electrical difference that affects brain function. And that can be changed almost instantly with this matrix repatterning work. So once I determine there's an area that needs work, I will put my hands around the area. This is not laying on of hands. This is not woo-woo. But I actually compress the bone gently in such a way as to bring those expanded molecules a little closer together. And if I do it with the right amount of pressure, the body can discharge the energy it absorbed when it was hurt, when it was hit. And when that happens, the patient generally doesn't feel anything, but afterwards we can see changes in function.
So you mentioned that, you know, that you do a lot of diagnostic testing, but I suspect that most of the diagnostic testing, laboratory x-rays, has very little bearing on your evaluation. I just sense that your evaluation is by putting your hands on, you detect immediately an imbalance.
That is correct.
About diagnostic testing. So what is it that you feel? Is it a charge or a difference in pattern?
No.
Right now I'm moving my hand over my arm, and, you know, I'm not feeling a difference. But an individual that would have a disruption of the matrix, what would you feel?
So I'm going to have to use you as the example person at the conference in September. What I feel is I don't feel anything with the hand on the patient's matrix, but I'm with my other hand, I'm testing for flexibility of resilience in the patient's body. And when I touch a place that needs work, there'll be a change in resilience. There'll be a softening of the whole body. There'll be an increase in ranges of motion of joints. There'll be a loosening. And that's what I'm feeling for.
So this is a type of kinesiology then. You're touching different body parts and you're measuring resistance in your hand, or you're measuring resistance in the patient?
I'm measuring resistance in the patient, but the patient is not actively contracting any muscles. It's really not like anything. You know, I have done applied kinesiology for 40 years now, and it's unlike that or anything else I know about. Now, I do need to say that, unfortunately, matrix repatterning is kind of new, and I'm one of only about 6 practitioners in the United States. And so I do have people who come in from all over for this work, but I wish it was easier. Hopefully it will become easier for people to find this kind of treatment.
Well, it sounds like it's more experiential. It's, you know, hard to describe. And it may be even difficult to demonstrate, but once a practitioner or a doctor actually experiences it, you know, I can talk to somebody in great detail about cataract surgery. You know, you make an incision here and you do this and that, and it looks maybe like it's simple, but when you try to do it, it's even more difficult. But with repetition, you know, it's something that's natural, so. Would that be a good analogy?
Yes, it takes, like any skill, it takes touch and practice and repetition and understanding, but it is not, it doesn't require any extrasensory perception or anything like that, and it's certainly doable and replicable. And results have been really quite wonderful for many people.
So in other words, you don't have to have a certain gift.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Psychic ability or
it's an not
extreme
anything disease. Like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's going to be really interesting. You're going to be at the microcurrent conference. You're going to actually be giving a workshop on this technique. So I think it's very generous for you to participate in the conference to share this with some of the individuals. So we're coming up to another break, and when we come back, we'll talk about microcurrent's role, and I guess correcting the matrix. And also, we'll talk a little bit about homeopathy, how homeopathy can profoundly affect the matrix. So we'll be right back after this break.
Independent Talk, 1100, KFNX.
Get started with MCS. Want to learn more about microcurrent and how it can improve your health? Many alternative doctors feel that microcurrent treatment is a safe and effective way to change your body's energy to relieve pain and stimulate healing. It is now known that electrical activity occurs at the cellular level and that there is deficient electrical activity around areas of disease such as tumors, inflammation, or areas of poor blood flow. Disease is a lack of electrons. Let microcurrent put them back into your body. We are now offering a 2-day training workshop for the public on how microcurrent can benefit you. This course will teach you the basics to begin using microcurrent for yourself and your family. This program will be held at the American Medical College of Homeopathy in Phoenix, Arizona, and the Florida Wellness Center. Please call the office at 800-430-9328 for more information. That number again, 800-430-9328. Get started on using microcurrent now. Call this number, 800-430-9328. Learn more about microcurrent and how it can improve your health. Call 800-430-9328.
Lately, more and more nutritionists are discovering that beets are a superfood that offers powerful health and nutritional benefits. Can red beets help eye disease? Studies indicate that red beets are the richest source of dietary nitrates. It's these dietary nitrates which the body converts into nitric oxide. Nitric oxide can open up the blood vessels in the body, increasing blood flow and oxygen specifically to places that are lacking oxygen. Nitric oxide is a molecule that dilates blood vessels, allowing more oxygen and nutrients to fuel every cell in your body, including your eye. Neo 40 is a patented breakthrough in nitric oxide delivery to boost the efficiency of the body's nitrate pathways so that more nitric oxide is available when and where it's needed. Each Neo 40 lozenge is roughly equivalent to 6 red beets. For more information on Neo 40, call 800-430-9328 or go to healingtheeye.com. That's 800-430-9328 or healingtheeye.com. You can beat eye disease now. Call 800-430-9328.
Imagine what it would be like to regenerate any part of your body. Imagine if this was available now. Stem cells are in the news every day. Can they help improve your vision? Can they regenerate lost vision? Stem cells are the primitive cells in our body that have the ability to generate into any tissue. Dr. Kondrat has been investigating stem cells to help restore vision for over 10 years. Learn about a new type of stem cell that is now available that is far superior than previously available cells. Learn the details about this in a special report to help you understand important facts. Stem cells are changing the way doctors are approaching many diseases, including eye disease. Can these powerful cells help you with irreversible vision loss? Dr. Kondrat has produced a special report to help you understand your options with stem cells, far superior than previously available cells. Call now for your free report. 800-430-9328. That's 800-430-9328. Are stem cells for you? Call 800-430-9328 for your free report.
Visit us online at 1100kfnx.com.
All right, we're back, and Dr. Alan Berger's here, and we're coming up to the last segment here on Healthy Vision, and we're going to talk now about adjusting the matrix and using modalities like microcurrent and homeopathy. So, Alan, let's talk a little bit about how microcurrent works in terms of adjusting the matrix and what has been your experience.
Sure. Let's understand that the matrix, these fibers that connect every part of the body, every organ with every part, every cell with every other cell, these are the highways by which chemicals move in the body. So if you want to get nutrients from one part to another, they flow in the bloodstream, but after they get out of the bloodstream, they move along the matrix. If you have good chemicals, That's what flows if you have bad chemicals. That's what flows. When there are bad chemicals affecting the matrix, it changes the electrical properties of the matrix. When we apply electricity to the matrix, to the system, a couple of things can happen. If you use standard medical electrical devices, the amount of electricity is so much higher than the amount of electricity that generally runs the body, it shuts the matrix down. It shuts down normal chemical and energetic processes. But for me, I believe that what microcurrent does is reinforces the function of the matrix. And that's why when I apply microcurrent to scars, for instance, we restore normal physiology and we see remote changes in patients' bodies. I think that proper nutrition helps the matrix function normally. And when the matrix functions normally, various chemical reactions in the body function better. Genes are expressed better. Everything in the body works better.
How does proper nutrition affect the matrix?
Well, the appropriate chemistry in the body seems to be necessary for the alignment of the fibers and for enabling the chemicals to move along the matrix, so that when you have biochemical stress, you can have actual changes in the structure where the protein fibers contort due to inadequate chemical balance, and that will affect
Are there certain nutrients or dietary products, nutritional products that seem to help improve the function of the matrix more than others?
I don't know of any nutrients more than any other nutrients. I think what you need is the proper balance of nutrients, the proper balance of electrolyte minerals, the proper balance of vitamins. There's no magic bullet, but you need chemical harmony.
Because I would think that the matrix, the function of the matrix, it would really be related to hydration and mineral content. So if you have a mineral deficiency, if you're dehydrated, that would adversely affect the matrix. What are your thoughts on that?
I would expect that. And, you know, there are certain mineral balances necessary for electrical function in the body, for nerve function in the body. I think everything is important.
Yeah, because, you know, when I do microcurrent, and those of us who do microcurrent, we always emphasize to the patients, make sure you're properly hydrated. And, of course, we also look at all the essential minerals, especially zinc, because patients with a zinc deficiency seem to not respond that well with microcurrent. So I just wanted to get your thoughts on that.
Well, as I say, I haven't found one substance, one nutrient substance more important than others. I try to work with all of my patients on nutritional support, what we call functional medicine, to help their bodies work the way they're supposed to. And I look at the matrix, the bioenergetic matrix, as the unifying principle that informs all of my work. But I don't have tricks. If there are injuries, we have to remove injuries. If there are scars, we have to treat scars. If there are nutrient deficiencies, we have to treat those. If there are chronic emotional stressors, we have to reduce those, because all of those affect ultimate function of the body.
Yeah, so it is a holistic approach. You're treating the whole body. Proper nutrition, reducing stress, you know, eliminating toxins, heavy metals, all these things. But on break, we were talking about homeopathy. You know, my understanding of homeopathy would seem to be a perfect treatment for helping to balance the matrix.
I would guess that, in that homeopathy is considered by many to be an energetic treatment. And to me, the matrix is the way to take these amorphous terms like energy and make them real. So if something is affecting the body's energy, for instance, if we put an acupuncture needle in a patient to affect, we say, the body's energy system, and we find changes remotely from that needle insertion that are not explainable by our understandings of anatomy and physiology, we'll say, well, gee, that's weird. Or we can say, yes, that affects the matrix function. So that gives us an understanding, a tool with which we can explain some of these things.
So I guess the big question I have for you is, you know, you're describing the matrix, and is it really different than an acupuncturist describing chi or a homeopathic doctor describing the vital force? Is it can be broken down in terms of just an energetic vibration, or do you think the matrix is different?
Well, first of all, I think the energetic field that's part of the matrix is only part of the matrix. And as I say, to me, the crystalline structure of the molecules of the body, that makes up the real matrix. And as you know, I've been practicing acupuncture for many years. This understanding of the matrix helps me understand how acupuncture works. It helps me understand how homeopathy could possibly work by changing the ability of an aspect of the matrix to conduct. For me, this is what makes sense about how bodies operate.
Yeah, well, this whole idea of the matrix is very, very fascinating, and you know, you certainly got my interest in using this field or this structure to, you know, maybe better understand disease, but also to have better tools for treating these imbalances. And I'm especially interested in, you know, your use of your hands to help balance the matrix field. And, you know, we're coming up to the close of the show, but typically, if you can identify the imbalance of the matrix field, is one treatment necessary? Or is a series of treatments often necessary?
Well, it depends on how injured people are. And what I want to say to people is that if you have problems that haven't responded to other care, this is something worth looking into, because after my almost 40 years helping people, this is the most effective thing I have.
Well, you know, Dr. Berger, we're coming to a close, and thank you so much for being on the show. And folks, you're listening to Healthy Vision, and this is your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat, wishing all of you good health and clear vision.
coming up this week on Intelligence for Your Health. To help your kids eat healthier, ask them this question: what would Batman eat? I'll tell you how that question helps kids make better food choices. And our guest is plastic surgeon Dr. Anthony Yoon. He'll share anti-aging tips from his book, The Age Fix. All that and more this weekend on Intelligence for Your Health. Tune into my show, Intelligence for Your Health, right here on Independent Talk. 1100 KFNX, Sundays at 10 p.m.
Making lending great again. Desert Springs Mortgage LLC ranks 5 stars on Zillow. Your number one choice for local mortgage lending. You're always on the lookout for great deals. Well, get beyond saving $5 on a blender or $100 on a big screen. Be a really smart shopper and you could save thousands on your home loan or a refinance of your existing loan. Call 602-883-1501. That's 602-883-1501. NMLS 794-445 MV-091-8874. DesertSpringsMortgage.com.
You're listening to Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX, Cave Creek, Phoenix, a division of Premier Radio Stations. KFNX News Time, it's 6.